Yeah, he's watching DeMarcus Ware and Miller, and you know, we make tapes for him on some of the top rushes from, you know, in times past and previous history, and just trying to give him some ideas of who he could become as a rusher.
Thank you.
Yep. Yes, sir.
What are the fundamentals that you kind of bring with you every year? Because personnel changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, offensive schemes change, tendencies change. But there are certain fundamental things that you have to bring with you every year, aren't they, and what you try to do?
Toughness. It starts with toughness to me. The ability to go out there day in and day out, mentally, physically, and do your job and make sure that you're doing your job and carrying your weight so that your brother don't have to carry your weight. So to me, every year that's the beginning. And I think when you talk about the bonding, most good teams I've been on, the bond, the closeness that they share, this is the time of the year where you formulate all those different things to create your team atmosphere. And then just the competition. So every day you step on that grass, we're together, but we're competing against each other. How much better can we make each other?
And some people will say, wait a minute, training camp, why is it so long? But on the other hand, those things you mentioned that you learned about people, if they don't do those things in camp, they're more than likely not going to do them when the bell rings.
Exactly. If they don't show you the ability to do it at some point during OTAs, training camp, then the chance of them showing you during the season is probably not going to happen. It won't exist. I've never seen it. So it's not like somebody just all of a sudden dogs it and all of a sudden comes on and has a great year. You have to work at your craft in order to get where you want to be. Everybody got ideas when they're not vested in it. You know, when you're in here working and you putting a team together, I mean, salary cap, you can only do so much. Pass rushers don't grow on trees, so I don't know where everybody think these pass rushers coming from. It ain't like you can just go pick one off the tree. I'm going to take this one. You know, and typically if you want a pass rusher, you're going to have to draft them in the first round and usually in the top 10. So, you know, so for all those people that have that opinion, we all want a pass rusher, but, you know, where they going to come from? And I think if you talk to the 31 other teams, they all be saying, we want a pass rusher. Where they going to come from?
You didn't hear about that pass rush orchard in North Florida.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where is he? You know, he coming from the moon? So I think at the end of the day, again, I like to think this is my profession. I like to think I'm good at what I do. And those guys don't grow on the trees. So with where we finished last year, of course, we like to be better. But that's going to become a team effort for us. It's not going to be one guy. We don't have one guy. We don't have a superstar where you're going to say this guy, he's going to give you 15 sacks. But we do have some guys that can come out and we work together. We work as a group. We can up our sack total. But that's going to take all of us having a common goal in mind, being unselfish, doing our job so that my brother can do his job.